Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, which is Angel Healing House, and it can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books, which I've authored, which are entitled Angels of Faith, and One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my newly released autobiography, which is entitled I Am an Angelic Walk-In, they're all based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember and reconnect to our divine eternal natures. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. They have a very funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They do give very down-to-earth practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel guidance. You can call into the show on this number, 646-716-6794. But before we get to those callers, and we have lots of callers on the line today, I'd like to say thank you to all people that are listening. Okay, I hope everyone can hear me now. The line just dropped out. This is quite a momentous show, everyone, because after 5 years of weekly shows on Blog Talk Radio, I'll be moving to a new home and hosting Angel Healing House Radio with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on its new home of Transformation Talk Radio on the same day, every Tuesday, but at the new time of 9 a.m., and just like for the past 5 years, all the weekly shows will be archived on my host page on the Transformation Talk Radio site. And I will be posting that new link where you can find me Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on all my social media sites. I wish to thank all my loyal listeners and followers and those callers who called in for insights and messages from myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels. You know, I invite all of you to follow me to my new home on Transformation Talk Radio next week and into 2017 so that we can create magic together. I'd also like to share that the Posse of Angels and I hope that everyone is having a safe and a healthy holiday season. And as we enter into 2017, we hope that everyone realizes joy in their hearts, peace in their soul, and an overwhelming abundance, knowing that you are more protected, guided, cherished by God and the angels than you possibly could ever imagine. May you have the deep knowing that you are loved for exactly who you are, and not for your achievements, not for your income, not for the car that you drive or a designer tag that you may wear, but for just being the miracle of you. We have lots of callers on the line today for those mini angel readings. Just a note for those who may be new to the show, I like to take about 20, 25 minutes or so to speak about a topic which the Posse of Angels want to speak about, and they are saying the topic today is called Hark! The Herald Angels Are Calling. You know, listeners, with the constant barrage of commercialism associated with the holidays and all the advertised scenes of happy families getting along with pictures of presents and overflowing tables laden with food, well, it is no wonder that many people get disheartened and they feel like they are missing out at this time of year. In fact, a friend of mine, when asked what she thinks about this time of year, she replies, "Bah, humbug." Well, the Posse of Angels is saying that it is understandable how many people can become even more depressed at this time of year. That is, if one loses the focus of the true underlying concepts of this holiday season, which those concepts are peace on earth, joy to the world, love and unity for all of us. And the Posse of Angels is saying that while they do not play favorites, when it comes to helping humans, they certainly do turn up the volume when responding to those who are depressed to help them find their way out of the darkness and out of their depression and into the light. Yet the magical key to receiving help from our angels is to ask for help in the first place. You see, the Posse of Angels is sharing with us that most people do not ask for their assistance. And if they do ask, they greatly limit their ability to receive by controlling how their prayers should be answered and by not being flexible to receive the way that God desires to answer our prayers for the greatest good of ourselves, which is the growth of our souls, and the greatest good of all concerned. And the only way that the cooperative effort happens between us and our higher selves is to receive help from the angels is to be receptive and open to hear them in the way that they wish to deliver their messages. Now, in this way, we learn faith. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that they have no other agenda than to answer our heartfelt desires. And a great deal of the time, they indeed create situations that are somehow so inexplicable that it does test our faith, as there is no other explanation for this than to accept that it's truly divine intervention. I experienced just such a case in point with a former client of mine and a miraculous encounter for both of us. I first met my client Marty. Now, Marty is not his real name, but I met him when he came to sell me advertising for his in-house hotel magazine that he was selling advertising space for. Interrupting his selling spiel, I said, "You think you're here to sell me advertising, but you're actually here for something so much grander." I showed him my brochure, and he explained my services, and after bringing forth very detailed channeled messages for him, he was mesmerized and knew that he needed to book sessions with me. Our transformative sessions together helped him make extraordinary shifts and move forward with his life. Since that time, my husband and I have become good friends with Marty and have kept in touch, but I hadn't heard from him for 10 months when the miraculous encounter happened. Unbeknownst to me, he had been experiencing very deep depression when his phone rang and a call came through from me as my name popped up and showed on his phone. At that time, he was in his hotel room at about 8:30 a.m. on a sales job, still doing work that he absolutely loathed just for the paycheck. In addition to not feeling nurtured by his work, his father had suddenly died some months earlier, and with the passing of his father, he became the primary caregiver for his elderly mom, who was suffering from dementia. His passion and love of writing, which we had spoken about during his series of sessions with me, had completely left him, and his love of international travel was only a dream now. In between bouts with heavy depression, he was lost in a fog of sadness, and he wondered where the assistance to help him would come from. On that particular morning, he prayed to God for some direction and some words of wisdom and guidance to help him. When he glanced at his phone and he saw that it was my name that came up, he immediately felt his energy shift, as his angel lady, as he calls me, might have some inspired words to help him feel better. When I heard his voice answer the phone, I asked him how he was, and he told me how he was fighting depression. The channeled angelic messages began to pour forth for him and were just what he needed to hear at that moment. Upon hearing these messages, he felt the unconditional love and support from the angels. Marty's energy shifted, and he began to feel an overwhelming injection of hope and optimism, which revitalized his spirit. His angels implored him to include more joy in his life by making time to nurture and nourish his soul. They implored him to get back to writing again and revisiting his projects, which he loved so much, projects that held such longing and heartfelt promise that he started but never finished. He explained that as I spoke with him, my words of deep concern and love reached directly into his soul and restored him. He felt his spirit soar as our conversation held the answer that he was crying out for. His prayers had been heard, and assistance had definitely arrived. I said that I was so happy that he was feeling better, and then I shared with him that I thought it was strange when he first tried to phone me, as I saw his name come up on my phone, but when I answered it, I could not hear his voice, even though the time counter was ticking over, showing that there was a connection. Marty was incredulous. He said to me, "I didn't call you." He did not hear my voice because he was not on the phone. It was the angels who were calling for him. Marty later told me that perhaps his heart was hurting so much and the weight of all of his worries were so heavy that his heart cried out so loud to the universe that a response was summoned. His sense of worthiness and deserving was bolstered, as he later said to me that maybe an imperfect soul like himself that was made a smidgen stronger was indeed a worthy cause for the angels to assist and reach out and call him. His faith and belief was restored, and his answers to his prayers were delivered to help ease his emotional pain. He knows without a shadow of a doubt that we can receive what we need and much more when the angels are calling. But the trick is that we must be open to receive and to listen in the way that they are calling us. Yes, indeed, listeners, hark, the herald angels are always calling, and not just at holiday time, for they herald messages and insights from God on how and when to take inspired actions towards the fulfillment of our heartfelt prayers and our wishes. And while most of us may not experience the angels literally calling on the phone like my dear friend Marty, the posse of angels wishes to assure us that they do speak to us in subtle signs that they are always sending us. Throughout my years as an angel practitioner, many people have asked me why the angels don't just come out and physically speak to us. And there's a very good reason for that. The answer to this is that most of the time, the angels speak to us not in absolutes, but in the language of faith, which can be heard through our gift of intuition through our hearts. To follow the angels, sometimes obtuse signs and messages, requires us to go against logic, to go against our rational mind, and to step into the realm of the divine where anything is possible. For it's only there that miracles, magic, and synchronicities can be created in response to the fulfillment of our dreams and our wishes. In addition to speaking in the language of faith and trust, the angels speak in a very high frequency, and those like myself who have aligned our energies to be of the same frequency as the angelic realm find it quite easy to communicate with them. But for most people, their energies are too low, and so the angels have to find other ways of getting our attention and conveying messages. And sometimes they must send the same message over and over and over again before it is we who drop all expectations and open ourselves to hear their heralded call. Now, another example, a client of mine, Betty, not her real name, Betty came to me with emotional and physical problems, and she had shortness of breath. She had knots of twisted muscles in her neck and back and skin irritations. She explained that she hated her corporate job, and she said it was killing her. When I asked her what she would love to do, she brightened and said that as a child, she was always surrounding herself with flowers. She added that it was always her dream to own her own florist shop. And even though the channeled messages encouraged her to believe in her dream and passion and take a step forward to it, she said, "I simply can't because my job is my security." Well, the posse of angels did not mince words, because they assured her that her security and her assurance came from God and not any job. Over the next couple of months, she came to see me for Reiki sessions, intuitive counseling, to relieve her excruciating pain, and the angels kept encouraging her to take inspired action toward making her dreams of working with flowers a reality. It was 1 month later that Betty came in for her session, and her face was beaming. Noticing this increased energetic light around her, I asked her what was different. She said that she had come to the end of her rope, and she asked the angels for a crystal clear sign on how to step forward with her life and what should she do. That afternoon, as she was in her car waiting in line to exit a shopping mall, a truck began to slowly back up, and it could not see her car as it was directly in her blind spot. Feeling the truck bump the side of her car, Betty quickly turned to see the back of the truck and the signage that read, "We bring the world of flowers to you," into Flora. That afternoon, she began putting together ideas for her florist shop. She went on to tell me that it was 2 weeks after this that she was enthusiastically planning her new business when a friend that she had lost touch with magically re-entered her life. When they went out to dinner to catch up, but even before Betty had a chance to tell her about her new florist venture, the friend said that she had left her job in the corporate world and had started a wedding and bridal boutique 6 months earlier. Betty got a series of shivers all over her body and told her friend of her idea for now working with flowers. Both spent the rest of the evening speaking about combining their passions and bringing forth their dreams together. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that Betty meeting her friend again after many years was no coincidence. It could have only been facilitated and brought about because having let go of that which was not honoring for her, she opened the alchemical doors of the universe to bring her connections and opportunities that were more in honor with her heartfelt desires. And in this way, she opened her heart and her inner ears so that she could clearly hear the angels heralding a new beginning for her. Before we go on to speak more about those angels heralding their calls and signs for us, let's go to the phones. Once again, if you'd like to call into Angel Healing House Radio on its last show on Blog Talk Radio, because next week I will be moving to Transformation Talk Radio on the same day. That's January the 3rd. It'll start 2017. Can't believe I'm saying that already for next week. And it'll be on Tuesdays, but it'll be at the earlier time of 9 a.m., and that's Pacific Standard Time. So if you'd like to call in today, see if you can get on the lines. We have lots of callers. That number is 646-716-6794. Let's go to our first caller, and that caller is 208. You're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio and Claire Candy Hoff. Who am I speaking with?
Hello? I'm here with me. Hello?
Yes. Hi. Yes, hello.
Hi. My name is Megan. And
hi, Megan.
I'm just calling for a general reading. I didn't have a specific question.
Oh, you said you don't have a specific question.
No. Well, actually, I have a girlfriend who just walked in and joined me, and I was telling her about the show. So maybe you could, if you have any messages for both of us here, that would be nice.
Okay. Oh, okay. So let's do a general reading. We've got lots of people to get to, so let's get to those cards straight away and see what comes out from Megan in Oregon and her lovely friend. Okay, I'm two, buckle my shoe. What comes out? Oh, my gosh, great card. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, I said feel free to mute us because I know there's probably an echo with our speaker on.
Can you take me off speaker? It's really quite loud.
Sure. I just wanted both of us to be able to hear you.
Okay. There's a lot of noise in the background. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, that's better. There are 78 cards in the tarot deck, and they don't begin with one. They begin with zero, and you got the zero card, which is the Fool. And the Fool, Megan, is and for your friend, is anything but a fool. A fool is nothing less then what you're embarking on is a fresh start in your life. So if you have been thinking about a fresh start, if you've been asking, you know, your higher self, praying for a higher, a new start, this is the answer. But most of all important with this card for you and your friend is to tap into the inner child inside of you. That's the part of you that doesn't need to figure life out, but just needs to experience life with fun and joy and time for play. Now, we all lead very busy lives with work and family and children and commitments and everything else, but they want you both to take time out to nurture the inner child inside of you. Okay, so that's probably the most important message that they have for you today is to nurture that inner child inside of you. Then they're saying that you will be able to feel better, and you'll be able to have greater energy inside, then to give to your commitments as well. The next card coming out for you is the Five of Cups. Five of Cups card is certainly that card is to see the glass of life as half full instead of half empty. 2016 has been a very challenging year for many of us. It's had us look back at ourselves, our health, our relationships, our careers, to bring everything into the divine alignment. So in these last few days of 2016, they're asking you to take an overview of your lives and to make sure you have brought and closed doors on anything that's still unresolved and brought it back to unconditional love and forgiveness. And the next card that's coming out for you is the Strength card. And the Strength card is the card of conviction for you to be empowered to follow both of your paths and you can listen to other people, but at the end of the day, really follow your intuition and have the power to just be yourselves. So, Megan, I hope that's been helpful for you.
Thank you very much. As always,
have a lovely,
channel and very positive, and definitely we both got a lot of messages from that. I did as well. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Happy holidays and a beautiful, beautiful 2017. And please follow me to Transformation Talk Radio. I'd love to talk with you again then.
Okay. Thank you.
Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to our next callers. Oh, that was wonderful. First card that came out for them was the Fool card. And as I often say, the Fool card is anything but a fool. It's the starting, not only the starting over, because there are lots of starting over cards in the tarot deck, but this is the one about starting over and just having the faith and the trust as a little child. Come to me as a child and let yourself be led. And then a world of wonder and enchantment will open up for you. Our next caller is 917. You're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio and Claire Candy Hoff. Who am I speaking with?
Hi,
hello?
This is Ashiel. Yeah, hi, this is
hello.
Ashiel. How are you?
Hi, Ashiel. Happy holidays. Good to hear your
Same
voice.
To you. Thank you. I'm glad to talk to you.
Any reflections? Any reflections back on 2016?
I'm glad it's over.
I did an interview yesterday, and I was talking about the blessings of 2016. And if we can't find any other blessing in 2016, at least we can find the blessing that it's almost over.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to the new year. So,
yeah, new fresh start for all of us. Did you have a particular question or just a general read today, Ashiel?
Just a general. I've been going through a little bit of anxiety lately, so I don't know what that's about, but what's coming up for me.
Okay, all right. The minute you said anxiety, the posse of angels were on that like a dog on a bone. They want you to know that what you're feeling is not so much anxiety. It's a little bit of very excited energy because you're picking up those new starts and those new beginnings that are going to be presented to you in 2017. Okay, so, you know, there's that expression, be careful what you wish for because you're going to get it, you know, because you might get it. And we have done so much clearing and cleansing. So many of us are clear now that what we say and speak manifests for us. So our dreams and wishes, the fulfillment of them is on the horizon. And this might be causing some people a little bit of trepidation. You know, oh my gosh, you know, what happened? What if I do get that job? And then how am I going to deal with it? Or am I going to be good enough for it? Which, of course, you will be because, you know, God doesn't give us anything that we're not prepared to take on. But what you're feeling is more than anxiety is excited energy because you know that just on those horizons is the unlimitless possibilities of granting you and manifesting the fulfillment of your desires. So that could make you feel a little bit better when you take the word anxiety out of it and you substitute that with excitable energy. So that'll help you immediately start to lighten. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for Ishiel. Okay, the first card is kind of a confirmation about that, is the balance card. It's temperance. It's patience. Yes, we know that 2017 is going to yield us a fresh, clean slate to start from. But, you know, it won't tick over on January the 1st, even the first week in January, and all of our wishes manifest then. Have the patience to see it unfold in the most glorious of timing and in the most magical of ways. And so they're asking you to have that patience. I think this has come up in, for you in readings before. The next card is the Two of Cups, is the partnership card. Now, this card, the partnership card, could be in business. It could be in opportunities or working with others, partnering with them, or it could be in romantic relationships. But they're saying you are ready now to partner with someone to bring about the fulfillment of your dreams and desires and theirs as well. So that's on the horizon for you. And the next card that is coming out to you is the great card, is the Queen of Wands. And out of all the queens, she is the one that's most focused on her career and able to rise to that position where people will see you as a leader. People will see you as a person of authority, and they will want to work with you, and they will want you to be part of their organization. So this really is a wonderful reading, and it speaks volumes about your being ready. You're being ready to partner, and you're being ready to be seen as a leader in your field to help others with their businesses or to create opportunities together. So, Ishiel, I hope that's been helpful.
Yes, it was extremely helpful. I really appreciate that.
All right. Well, I'm wishing you such a lovely end of 2016. May it end peacefully and just have an extraordinary 2017.
Yeah, thank you so much. The same to you.
Okay. Lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller, 415. You're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio and Claire Candy Huff. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Did you have a particular question or did you want to just a general read?
Kind of both. General read and about... I think this year was a lot of underground changes, just kind of internal changes. So now I'd like to bring out. Are you okay?
Yeah, go on.
Bring out more physical changes for 2017.
Right. Okay. Well, while I'm shuffling the cards, the Posse of Angels are saying that 2016. If many of us knew what 2016 was like, we would just have hibernated or just skipped straight to 2017. But 2016 was doing the work, the final work that we needed to clear and cleanse any triggers or emotions and for everything to be brought back to unconditional love and forgiveness, no matter what it was, no matter who it was, no matter what we think they did to us or for us. And it was an extraordinarily important year for so many of us to bring back into divine alignment anything. And the reason, you know, sometimes God, sometimes people see God and the angels as you know, very strict parents, very hard taskmasters. But they knew how important 2017 is going to be for us as far as new beginnings and fresh starts going. And they didn't want us to drag the same negativity and the unresolved emotions, the blame, the maybe being a victim, the anger, the bitterness, the resentment, all of those things into 2017. They really wanted us to be able to be squeaky clean so that when those new beginnings showed up for us, we would only take the highest frequency of energy into those projects and those creative endeavors, those jobs that will be showing up for us. So that's a really
important
thing.
And did they, did I do that? Did they say I did that?
Yes. I'll grab the pencil, but I just went, left. Yes. Yes, Anne. Yes. Yes, Anne, you did do that. That's why it just blurted out of me. I didn't even have to grab the pencil.
That's good. Clear. I like clear.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? They're saying, they're applauding you, and they're saying, it wasn't easy. It's not easy to it's not easy to send somebody unconditional love and forgiveness when they've hurt you. I mean, well, nobody hurts you, but you allow them to.
Yeah.
You allow yourself
right.
to feel the hurt. But if you carry
right.
that around inside of you, it's just so detrimental. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Okay, the first card that's coming out for you is the Two of Swords. Two of Swords is the Peace card. That really, I mean, she's blindfolded and she has two swords there. A lot of people read that as a choice card, you know, as having a choice. But it's also a stasis card. It's a card of utter peace. And they're saying for you that they want you to be at peace and they want you to take away anything that you're overactive or overachieving or overconceiving mind thought that your life should look like, and they want you to release that and in order to have this extraordinary life in which your soul, God, and the angels, in order for that to manifest. And that's a really good message for all of us. Take our focus off of that overconceived idea of what we think our life should look like or what we think we should achieve in order for life to turn out the most extraordinary ways for us. The next card of you is the Knight in Shining Armor card. Oh, this is the Knight of Cups. Now, are you in a love relationship at the moment?
I am single at the moment.
Okay. So I would read this as if you have done all that clearing and you would like to be partnered.
Oh, yeah.
Your heart is open to receive. I would say over the next week or so is to write down that decree. Thank you, God, for my beloved relationship. Write down. And if you've done this before, do it again because you're a different person now than you were a year ago. And a lot of things have been cleared. So the Knight in Shining Armor means that you're open to receive love. And then you get the Ace of Wands, which is the New Beginnings card. You know, and that's a card for new beginnings, which for your vision, for your ideas, and for your work as well. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, take care, Anne. Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. Okay. Next caller is 310. You're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. Today on Blog Talk Radio, but next week we'll be on Transformation Talk Radio on Tuesdays at the earlier time of 9 a.m. But not, but 310, you're on the line with Claire Candy. How, who am I speaking with?
It's Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. Happy holidays. Did you have a specific question?
I just wanted to ask the angels regarding the new year, regarding to work and relationships, and if they have any special guidance or special message for me.
Okay, let's go straight to the cards and see which comes out, because, you know, they might have a specific thing to say about relationships, or they might, you know, center more on career. So it's difficult until the cards are pulled. One, two, three. Okay, Sophia, they want this is wonderful. They want you to know that it's the Six of Wands, by the way, and you asked about career, you asked about relationships. They want you to know that because of all the work that you've done, they want you to be only in the present moment, and they said you are going to be triumphant, triumphant in your relationships. There's no more game playing. There's no more having to give yourself away, maybe being codependent, enabling, or oversaving somebody. Now it's just recognition for who you are, and you're going to be very successful in your relationships and in your opportunities that are going to come to you. Next card that's coming out is also the Patience card, and this is that card telling you to just, again, stay in the present moment, be like a child, allow things to unfold in their divine timing. Don't try to push the river of life. Life was never meant to be figured out. It was meant to be experienced. And allow yourself to be in awe and wonder how each day unfolds, how each minute unfolds. All we can do is, they're reminding you, all we can do is have our intentions and our wishes and our desires in our hearts, and then the how and the when of them working out is the providence of God and the angels. So your final card is, I said, a new beginning, and this is the Death card, and the Death card is the ending of a cycle and the beginning of a new cycle. And for those that don't know, 2016 is the end, is a 9-year, and it's the end of a 9-year cycle. And if we look back 9 years ago at the arc that you have lived since then, you have changed so much, and you have honored and respected yourself. And there are going to be so many reasons to be victorious and recognized for you in 2017. So really, the posse of angels are applauding you, Sophia. Job well done.
Well, thank you so much, Candy. Thank you.
You're so very welcome. I can't wait to find out more how this path unfolds for you. Keep calling in. Call into Transformation Talk Radio in 2017 and let us know where your path has taken you.
So much. Have a wonderful day. Have a great year.
Thank you so much. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to Alan, next caller. 910, you are on the line with Angel Healing House Radio, again, soon to be on Transformation Talk Radio, with Claire Candy Hoff. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, happy holidays. This is Jay.
Hey, Jay. Happy holidays to you. Lovely to hear your voice.
Oh, likewise, as always.
What a ride it has been, huh?
Oh, indeed. Indeed. I'm glad to put this one behind us, that's for sure.
Oh my gosh, you know, if everyone who is aware and enlightened could come together for a group hug, you know, no matter what we went through, it was a very trying year, and we all need a group hug and saying, gee, we did a good job.
Absolutely.
See, we really did a good job.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh! But new beginnings are on the horizon, and they will take magical twists and turns. And while I'm holding these cards for you, Jay, they're saying, "You ain't seen nothing yet. meaning that, you know, the way that these things are going to unfold for us are going to be really magical. They will be, because we, the enlightened of us, have done the work. We've walked the walk, you know. We just haven't read it in a book, and I'm not just teaching it, but we've brought these things back into divine alignment, and it's our time to reap those rewards that seem to elude us up until now. So, any particular questions?
Actually, I'm grateful to receive anything you got coming for me.
Okay.
I mean, you seem to be right on it, so I don't think I need to ask anything.
Okay. All right, let's see what comes out for you. Okay. I don't know why, but the Posse of Angels told me, take two decks and read J with two decks. You know, sometimes they get really strange on me. Okay, so... So the first card from this new deck that I got, actually as a Christmas present from a friend of mine, was Strength. And then the next card from my regular tarot Rider-Waite deck is the Strength card. Now, how weird is that? So what are they saying? Double the strength. Double the strength. Is they're both... Okay, double the strength card. Okay, this is your time, Jay, that they're saying. This is your time to not compromise and not settle for anything less than who you authentically are now. Wow. That is a huge thing that they told me to take two decks and put them together, and both of them are strength. So this is a major arcana card for you to step up and to show the world who you are, and they're saying there's only what Jay desires now. And that means that you don't have to compromise again or settle for anything less than you so richly deserve, because what comes up for you next is the Judgment card. This is a new birth. This is a new phase of your life. And it's interesting, I was talking about the angels heralding calls today. There's Gabriel blowing his trumpet and arising those things that have been asleep in us. Dare to dream the most extraordinary 2017 that you possibly could have ever imagined. And then what happens as a result of that? You should go out and buy a lottery card. You got a trifecta. You got three major arcana cards. The third one is the Chariot. Okay, Chariot is a card of recognition. It's a card of promotion. It's a card of travel and movement. You know, it's a card of being recognized for who you are, because you now have the strength to be who you are and to find your voice for that. And then that creates that new beginning that you're going to be stepping into. I am very excited for you, and so are they.
Yay, I am too.
Yay. So I'm wishing you so much love. Thank you so much for being one of those loyal listeners that has created that platform for me to step up into a much wider platform. And I really do look forward to hearing more about how this unfolds in 2017.
Hey, and congratulations on your new platform. I wish you all the best there. And
thank you.
I will definitely see you over there.
Thank you so much, Jay. Happy New Year. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to you. Much love.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. Let's grab that 1111111111. Skype call. This is Angel Healing House Radio, and Claire Candy Hoff. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Hello?
Hi, Candy. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, hi.
Can you hear me? Oh,
yes,
hello,
Daniela.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm just sick a little bit. That's why my voice is so strange.
Oh, poor thing. Well, let me pull some cards for you, and see what we can. Did you have a specific question or just a general read?
I wanted to ask what the angels have for me, a message for me for 2017. It's been like, you know, I'm being like, you know, through blockages, trying to clear them, blockages, trying to clear them, you know, so this is kind of a part of it, like, you know, the being sick, you know. So I'm just, you know, going through it.
Okay. The first thing they're saying is they want you to sit and quietly, maybe light a candle, and they want you to put all of your attention on your heart, just on your heart, and ask them is there any person or situation or thing that happened that's still not resolved, and then when you think about those areas that still bring up triggers and reactions, take that energy from your heart and blast that person or event with green healing light and also waves of unconditional love and pink light going out to them. And, you know, you don't have, that's the only thing that will close those doors is unconditional love and healing. Okay, let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our under the weather, Daniela. Lots of vitamin C, lots of garlic, lots of honey, lots of lemon, and lots of rest. First card for you is the Six of Swords. They want you to know that 2017 is going to be a lot smoother than 2016. Sorry. They're acknowledging that you've been through a lot of challenges this year, but they're also saying that there's going to be smoother waters for you in 2017, and just extending things, unconditional love and healing, and those doors will come into alignment, and those doors will slowly close. Now, the next card that comes out for you is the Tower, and the Tower means that once you blast things with that unconditional love and green healing, then all other things will fade away. All blockages and all issues that were holding back or restrictive will then fade away. And the next card is coming out for you is the Empress card. They want you to create and put your focus and attention on creating something in the new year. I'm not sure if that's a project that you're still working on, or if that's a project or like a book that you've been thinking about writing, or some kind of creative endeavor, because they're saying that it's the opportunities and the connections will manifest around that the more you start to think about it and put your energies on that. So it really does look like you're going to have a much smoother 2017. Things will fall away in order for your creative talents and your abilities to be recognized. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
It's been very helpful, and the energy is unblocking as we speak. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Now do yourself a favor and have lots of honey and lemon. And my mother always fed us garlic, which was horrible, which is an antibacterial. But and then you can't speak to anybody because of the smell. But it doesn't matter. Go and rest, and have the most amazing new year. I hope to hear from you on my new platform, Transformation Radio, soon, and find out how 2017 unfolds for you.
I will call sometime in 2017. Have a wonderful year ahead.
Thank you, Daniela.
So
love
much.
You. Take care.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Candy. Have a great year.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye. Isn't that lovely? Thank you, Daniela. Okay, we are coming down to the wire here, but we still can sneak in a few more. 253, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio and Claire Candy Hoff. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name's Holly from Seattle.
Hi, Holly.
Hi there. Just asking the new man question.
The new man question? Okay. All right. The posse of angels are having a giggle. They're saying the way that you catch a man, which is, you know, the way that you have to align your energies They're asking you to really nurture and nourish your soul. One, to close the doors on any relationship you had before, to make sure those doors are in complete closed. And the way you do that is by sending that green healing light and unconditional pink waves of love to those former relationships, and then to nurture the divine feminine inside of you. You know, take time to put lotion on yourself, to take, lovely baths, to listen to beautiful music, to do all those things that nourish and really feed the divine feminine inside of you. And when you're nourished inside, those energies go out, and then they bring back to you, the divine male, if you really want to call it that. Let's go to the cards with only about 3.5 minutes to go and see what comes out. Okay, 1, 2, 3. This perfect confirmation. The Queen of Pentacles is that queen that is the most restful. She's sitting in her garden, and she's putting her emphasis on what she already has. There's no lack. So I am love. I am love. I have love in my life. I love this. I love that. I have people that love me. The more that you put emphasis on the love that you do have, the more love will increase in your life. The next card is the Nine of Pentacles. And this card is almost the same. It's the luxuriant card. It's luxuriating in life. I am rich. I am prosperous. I am wealthy. I am all of these things. And once you really embrace these energies, then you draw more to yourself. And the I love it. The third card is the Lover's card.
Wow.
Go out and buy a lottery ticket, my love. Oh, my gosh. That is amazing. That really is amazing. You are ripe. You're so ripe. You're falling off the vine. And you're ready. So just do those things. Nurture. I am love already. And then 2017 should yield an amazing love for you. I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh, yes, fabulous. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a beautiful new year. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
And that just about wraps the last show up for Blog Talk Radio. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, listeners. Thank you for following. Thank you for listening. And next week, I switch to Transformation Talk Radio every Tuesday, but at the earlier time of 9 a.m. I'm wishing everybody the most amazing 2017. Know that you have done so much work, and you will be rewarded for all that light, all that love, and all your diligence to creating a world of light and love. So the Posse of Angels and I are so grateful and thankful for all that you've done for Blog Talk Radio, for me, for following us, and it's been a wonderful ride these 5 years of weekly shows. So everyone, go out and have the most extraordinary experience this holiday. Have the most wonderful 2017. You can always get all my information at angelhealinghouse.com, and then find me on Transformation Talk Radio. So everyone, go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Take care, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.